Judge this, decide this. Don't intentionally put a stumbling block in front of anybody else. Now, we're not talking about doctrine. Okay, we're not talking about can you lose your salvation or are you saved for an eternity. We're not talking about stuff like that. We're not talking about is Jesus the Son of God or not. We're talking about matters of opinion, opinions that maybe people hold dear, and for them to change what they're thinking may make themselves feel like they're not following what God wants them to follow. Those things are heartfelt. They are true. But sometimes when we insist on our own liberty, whether we want to or not, or whether we understand it or not, we might put a stumbling block in somebody's way or an occasion to fall. Our word scandal or scandalize comes from the word that is translated as stumbling block. It literally is a trap stick, something to trip somebody. And then occasion to fall is the same thing. It's just worded a little bit different way. It's a stub, literally. Think about it. If somebody's walking along and you just throw something out there in front of their path and they fall down, is that a good thing to do? No, it's not. But when we insist on our own liberties or when we judge each other, that's exactly what we're doing. People are walking along trying to worship God, trying to live according to God's word, and we just throw something out there. If I force my own convictions on somebody else and try to make them feel small and prop myself up, even if they, you know, let's say they're a weak brother. Let's say that whatever it is that they're doing, they really do have the liberty before God to do something different. But at that moment, they don't feel like they do. But if I go and browbeat them, it's the same thing as throwing something in front of them and making them fall. And so that's what he's saying. Judge this, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way.